We're on. Oh, look, hello. Flowers don't normally have to deal with microphones, you know. No, it's not in our nature. But anyway, so it's been a busy time, and harvest, my goodness, the farmer works really, really hard. But me and Sid here, my friendly scarecrow, we just watch him. Yeah, Sid, what have you been up to? Yes, just hanging around, as usual. That's all he does, hang around. Oh, I don't know. Well, I've got a few jokes for you. I thought you'd like them. Why is it dangerous to tell secrets in a farm? Why is it dangerous to tell secrets? Because the potatoes have eyes and the corn has ears. You like that, don't you? That's great. I've been working on that one. Here's one for you, Sid. Look. Why did the scarecrow win the Nobel Prize? Because he was outstanding in his field. See, they're warming up. Now, some of you have not been laughing, but do you know the cows love my jokes? They find every single one of them amusing. All right, so I'm not great, but I do love telling a joke or two. But ask me any question about farming, ask me any question about the harvest, and I'll tell you, any difficult question, Sid, you asked me a really difficult question, because you've got really, okay. Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Did you hear what he said? No. He said, why does a farmer miss out the edge of the field? Why does the farmer keep missing the edge of his field? Now, that's a difficult one, but I know the answer. I'm going to give you three choices, and you could choose. A, it's because his tractor can't go round that bit. B, it's because... I can't remember what my three options were. B, because there's bad corn around the outside and you don't want to farm there because it's right on the edge and it doesn't get much sunshine, okay? Or C, he needed to go to the toilet. And so basically he went and when he came back, he forgot all about it. Which of those three is true? Is it A, the tractor couldn't get round it? Is it B, because it's not nice corn? Or is it C, he needs to go to the toilet? Okay, put your hands up if it's A. Okay, put your hands up if you think it's B. Put your hands up if it's three at C. Put your hands up if you think there's another one and I haven't told you. Do you know, you're right. There is another reason. Why? There is another reason, Sid, why the farmer doesn't cut around the edge of the field. Do you know what it is? It's because the Bible tells him. Because the Bible tells him he shouldn't do. Now that sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? Why would the Bible tell you not to actually harvest around the edge of your field? Well, let me tell you that my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, he was in a field once, on the edge of the field. There was a man called Boaz, and he was a farmer. He was farming, but he would not farm to the edge of the field. And he wouldn't do it because after he had done the harvest, people would come out and they would follow the tractor. It wasn't a tractor then, it was a plow or other stuff. They would follow and they'd pick up the grain. And those people were poor people who didn't own land, didn't have a job. And there was a lovely lady called Ruth. And she followed and collected all the grain. And it's a lovely Pride and Prejudice, got nothing on Ruth. It was a lovely story, and I stood, well, my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather watched it all happen. And that's why the Bible tells us exactly that. It tells us that the farmer doesn't farm to the edge of his field so that he can love and look after the poor people. That's why it says in the Bible in Leviticus, when you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. And if it was a vineyard, it basically says you should do something similar. So it's a vineyard. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the foreigner. I am the Lord your God. So imagine you were a farm. Put your hands in the air. Okay, your corn, here's the corn. Twinkle your hands like this. If I could stand all day like this, you could do a little bit of this. Here we go. Now, I'm not asking two hands, just one hand is fine. Okay, we're not that charismatic here. Okay, one hand. I am going to, if I was the farmer, I'm going to cut you down. You need to come down. That's obviously, my blades weren't that sharp, but it's going to try it here. Here we go. Let's see your hands. One, two, three, farmer comes. And this section, not that section, I'm not over there yet. My goodness, you're fearful of me chopping your hand. I'm not really doing it, I'm just pretending. All right, we're going to do this one a bit faster. When Mark gets it, go. And I chopped everybody down. Chopped everybody down. And here, there's not many. Yeah, a lot of you are very frightened this morning, aren't you? After three. One, two, three. And I've cut you down. And you. Leaving this little bit here on the edge for the rest of the service to be an illustration. You get my point. It's just so that other people... You can put your hands down now. You can put... So, it's just so that people can then come and collect the corn. And people who don't have a lot, they can do that. Now, you lot don't look like you're farmers at all. You look like you've never put on a pair of wellies in your whole life. You probably wouldn't know what to do with a tractor. But actually, we can do the same. We can think about how we can be nice and kind and give to the poor. Did you know that 10% of the world live in what's described as extreme poverty? Do you know how much money they earn a day? They're £1.55 a day. £1.55 or less. And that's 700 million people on this planet don't earn any more than £1.55. So, although you might not see much poverty, and you might not see anybody following the tractor around, and it's a good job too, health and safety, don't follow tractors, but actually, there are people who are poor, even in our community. And so we're asked to be kind and take care of them. So you may not farm, but how could you be kind and generous and do what God has asked you to do, giving to the poor? Well, Sid, do you remember? There was another man, wasn't there? He was a bit like you. His name was Jesus and he hung on a cross. Let me get you out of here. Whoops! There we go. I think this might almost work. You see, Sid, you were made to hang on that cross. But there was another man who hung on a cross. And he was kind to the poor. He loved other people. He didn't even have lots of massive land. And his name was Jesus. He, even as he hung on the cross, was thinking about the poor and the foreigners. He said to John, look after my mum for me. Otherwise she'll end up poor and not looked after. In his life he went round and he challenged people who earned lots of money. And he said to the tax collector, give back what you've cheated. Help the poor people. Well, so you see, he hanging on the cross was not like you, an easy job each and every day. It was because he loved us this much. Is he going to stay? He will there. We're all right. He says, I love you this much. And as Jesus hung on that cross, he was giving his very life. For those of us who are poor, now maybe you're not financially poor, but we're definitely poor because without Jesus, we're in trouble with God. So Jesus says, I love you this much, and I'm going to help you so that you could be friends with God again. So I wonder whether you can think about how you might help the poor. One of the ways is actually telling people about Jesus so they're not so poor anymore. But physically, we could talk about helping other people. Have you ever been shopping? Well, there's one, two. Have you ever been shopping? Put your hands. I'm not going to test whether you go to Waitrose. Actually, you pay me later, Matthew. or any others, because there are a few others, but Waitrose, anyway. But if you go to those shops, you'll find that when you go shopping, yeah, and you spend all your money, actually, I wonder whether when you walk out, you think about, maybe I can give a little to the poor. Like farming not to the edge of the area. Rather than spending all the money on the stuff that I need this week, maybe you could pop a box or a packet or something like that in one of those collections for the food bank. Maybe you could think about giving generously to food bank. Maybe not even just on harvest, but every time you go shopping. Think about how you might love the poor in our community. Maybe you sponsor a child. You've heard about Tear Fund, the stuff that's going on around the world. There are ways in which we can just a little of what we earn, we can give to others. Are we generous? Are we known as being generous? We don't need to announce it, but actually we should be, shouldn't we? Let me remind you of what it says in 1 John 3:16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Why don't we ask for God's help to be a generous people, not farming to the edge of our field or spending all of our money and more, which is sometimes what we do, but actually let's think about how we can be more generous to other people. Generous with our finances and all that God's given us. Maybe that's even giving of our time. Maybe that's giving of our money. Maybe that's just giving of other gifts that God has given us. Mommy. Let's put our hands together, our eyes closed, and let's pray. We'll do a special amen at the end. Amen, 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 amen. I agree, amen. Because amen means I agree. Hands together, eyes closed, let's pray. Heavenly Father, you have greatly blessed us. And there will be people here who will be abundantly blessed with riches and gifts and in so many ways. There'll also be people here who will be struggling. Help us to look out for the poor and to the foreigners as they were described in those days. Help us to look out for those who are needy today. May we be known as a generous people, for you are a generous God. Challenge us and change us and help us not to just speak of love, but to show it in our actions. We need your help. In Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. I agree, amen. Well, that's Sid. I'll see you later. Steve, I hear the one. I'll see you later.
Thank you very much. Well, let's sing of God's amazing kindness.